What is the outcome they want? You talked about her when she was on your...
Don't you think they want a caliphate?
Well, the people that want a caliphate want a caliphate.
Yeah, and they have all the money.
Are you saying it's bigger? You said it was China when she was on your show today. You were talking about the new globalist agenda. Who is it? Who is they? We always ask this on our show.
I mean, China is allied with Islam.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Unless they're in China, then they're in death camps.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are like super nice Muslims.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's
you know, most Muslims hate the Muslim Brotherhood, too.
Yeah, that's the big mafia is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right. So they're in bed with China?
Yeah, and the Muslim Brotherhood even goes back to Napoleon. He converted to Islam, and it goes back to the Ottoman Empire. It's there's different factions.
You think King Charles converted to Islam?
He is in those orders. He has honorarily converted to Islam. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
as the head of the head of the Anglican Church.
Absolutely, but beyond that, the British royalty is seen as the head of all royalty worldwide, even the Japanese.
So absolutely,
the head. So that's why they also didn't convert to Judaism. They get sworn in on the Stone of Destiny, and they actually, if you go deeper, it goes all Merovingian, and they say they are, related to Christ. So it gets,
right.
And you got the Rothschilds, once they took over after the Battle of Waterloo by crashing the stock market and saying that Napoleon had really won. This is like mainline history.
Yeah.
People
just
don't know about it. They got breeding rights, so it's all, at the top, it's all about absolute power.
It is about
and
naked.
And it's not a religion,
I think it's a religion. I think it's a religion.
I think it's above all that, right? They're just Satanists or whatever it is. Like, it's not
that's a religion.
Well, I know, but
yeah, they always say instead they're mid-level Satanists. Oh, we don't really believe in Satan. This is just about us being God, and I don't believe in God yet. You kind of like Yuval Noah Harari, and people say it's 100% spiritual.
Yeah,
and all that means is what your eyes don't see, which is a tiny spectrum of the light spectrum.
Yeah,
we don't
see.
We don't see. We don't see cell phone waves. We don't see radio waves. We don't see ultraviolet rays. We don't see the little radio signal from a garage door opener, but it's all there.
Right.
And so the best way I describe it to lay people is most people know there's hundreds of billions of galaxies they've already photographed.
Mm-hmm.
So let's guess we're not the only life in the universe.
Right.
And then there's free will. And then the way the universe really works, everything's interconnected. All the dimensions are all wrapped together. So there's basically energetic decisions about where energy goes.
Yeah.
So there's people that decide to go to what you call the dark energy source or the light energy source. And so people ask, why is all this going on? You can have Chinese, you can have Jews, you can have Catholics, you can have Muslims. You have all these people in these groups. But you can still have good people in every group because some just innately are resonating to the light, some to the dark. So people try to, the Bible talks about the mystery of evil.
Yeah.
It's that what binds it together is, how do you fire out a text message and some zeros and ones go out and somebody in another country gets it? You don't see how it goes out and the satellites it goes over and how it works. Well, it's the same thing. We sit here with our limited perspective and go, how does all this work? Who's running it? It's good versus evil.
Yeah.
And Satan's got a plan and God's got a plan.
And I think it's like, because I always say this, because this is how it occurs to me. What if all the good people of every group got together and shunned all the bad people of every group? Yeah. Instead of...
That's why they get us into conflicts with each other.
Yeah.
Where even if we don't want to kill or hurt other people, they're coming to get us, and they've got their reason to do it.
Yeah.
That's why they create the conflict, because that gets you into a survival mode.
Right. But then you're defending...
That's why Klaus Schwab wants to make us all poor.
Right.
And they want to cut energy, because when you cut energy, when the average paycheck anywhere in the world hits 50% for energy and food, you get civil unrest. You go to 60%, you get revolutions. And so they want revolutions worldwide, not to empower humanity, but to have their answers of more control and social engineering. And really, their religion is the cashless society, the social credit score, and anything that's non-human. The transgenderism, the pedophilia, destruction of the nuclear family, destruction of men and women that know how to work with their hands, that are self-sufficiency. All of this is domestication to physically capture us so that we can then be degraded in these high-tech prisons that we don't know are prisons to incrementally get us with our free will to choose Satan.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's to cut us off from God.
Yes, that's the big thing. Because
It's to keep us from knowing that we were created to be divine in our intelligence, right?
At little g, not big g, interfacing with God, we are now part of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's our source. They want to cut us from source in every possible way.
And it's very...
That's our battery. They don't want us to have our battery.
And I mean, that's it. And so they want me off the air because...
What are you going to do to stay on the air? What can we do to help you? I know you're not going to just disappear. You're going to keep on.
Well, and they're going to attack whatever else we do new. But that goes with the territory. I knew this would happen. Again, I don't know if you know the whole saga. It would take hours to go over. But it's just the cheat notes is quite a dive. But, I mean, they came in here without court orders to try to close the building in May of last year. Mm. They had fake auctions and claimed that Bloomberg's backed Onion owned it. It wasn't true. They just made it up. It was fake. They didn't have an auction.
They showed up here, too, right?
They've kicked me out repeatedly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I refused to go one time. Then they cut the internet off the other time in November 14th.
Jeez.
So... Here's how it works.
Why doesn't the Justice Department get involved?
Oh, they did, let me tell you. I was about to say, they passed a law in the 80s, and Trump wants to get rid of it because they've harassed him too, and it's a whole other branch of government. When they did the bankruptcy reform in the late 80s, they already had the office, but they expanded it. They created the Office of Justice Department Bankruptcy Oversight. And so when they want to, like in an Enron or whatever,
yeah,
the Justice Department can come in and have oversight and depositions and have a Justice Department trustee. And so when I declared bankruptcy 3 years ago, that's a record long one, because they kept trying to find dirt in the bankruptcy. The judge, Chris Lopez, in my opinion, is not corrupt. It's actually blocked him a bunch, but he has limited stuff he can do, following the law. He's, you know, strict instructionist. They put the first U.S. trustee in the CRO, and we're like trying to organize it and saying, okay, we'll settle. You know, we can pledge this much money in the future. And they just kept saying, we don't want that. We want you to give the website. We want you to go off the air.
Just to pay for the settlement?
Yeah, to pay for the settlement. But they've said on courthouse steps and on the news, they don't want money.
Wow.
They want the...
InfoWars brand.
They want the standing. It's like I'm married to them, a relationship, to just keep it going. That's how they can harass me. So I said,
it's censorship. It's to censor freedom of speech.
They've said it on the courthouse steps and in front of the judge. And I never made $70 million in 30 years, but I had a settlement conference over a year ago at a federal courthouse. They go, okay, we want $70 million. And my lawyer's like, over 10 years, do it. And I said, I'll agree to this, even though I don't have the money. I said, watch, once I agree, they'll say, oh, there's some other stipulations.
Uh-huh.
And they said, with that, and I said, you know, speech stipulations. Oh, that'll never happen. They come in like an hour later and go, we want him to agree to do no Second Amendment. And they go out of the room. I go, I'm not going to do any of that. But I said, just to see, say, I'm entertaining it. What else? And they said, oh, that's good. We want to meet with you in the next few weeks. We have a whole list. We have some opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. We'd like you to work with us. That had already happened before these people's bosses, then the richest man in the world, about a year into Trump's administration, I'm already up in D.C. on some stuff. This big, high-powered, top law firm, Republican law firm, the top one, says, hey, that was already doing some work for me for other lawsuits that just started. Hey, somebody would like to meet with you. It took him about a day to meet around the bush and, you know, all this stuff. And I said I wouldn't say the name, so I won't. But they're like, listen, you're about to get sued and destroyed, but it can all end right now. We want you to run a news fact-checking thing before this was even announced, that concept. And we want you to be the reformed guy that understands all this. We'll give you $50 million a year personally as your salary. We'll have a whole news division, and we're going to make you number one, which I've already been offered by Roger Ailes to be the new Rush Limbaugh and all that before. I was like, no. This has happened. This talk with the devil up on the mountain happened a lot. And I said no, and they said, all right, well, you're going to regret this. And then the PR started the demonization for about a year and a half in the lawsuits. But so I'd already experienced that. So I'm at this mediation, which I wasn't supposed to talk about, but later they did it over the phone to my lawyers, not protected, repeated all the same stuff. My lawyers said, go ahead and talk about it. And my lawyers were blown away. They were seasoned. They said, we've never seen somebody literally come in and say, it's not about the money. Just forget the money. We want you to work for us.
Wow.
And so that, and I said, see what I'm talking about? But they've already said that now on the news. They're like, well, you know, we don't want money. We want him to go off the air.
Yep.
And I would never go off the air voluntarily, but I sure as hell wouldn't.
They want you an asset.
I would work for them.
Right.
It'll
flip you.
Absolutely. So that's all this is. And I know God's real, and I know justice is real, and everything they've done to me has just turned against them, made what I do bigger.
Yep.
So I put all faith in God, and I'm not worried about it.
Oh, you see.